and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and apologies for a slightly groggy voice this week. I've got a chesty cough that's proving hard to shift. But as with all of my shows, you're here for the music, aren't you, and not to listen to me drone on. Well, this week's show is a bit of an oddity, really. In my monthly theme, where I try to keep all of the organists I choose that are alive, every time I scroll down my iTunes list and think, oh, let's pick him, there's inevitably a handful of people that are alive and very well and with us, but unfortunately can't or don't play the mighty theatre organ anymore. So I'm going to throw a spotlight on this small genre of people, but some fine musicians in there, and some of which have gone on to great and different things. Some people, unfortunately, due to health reasons, can't play. And some people, I've no idea what they're doing now, but their music is still remembered, hence the title. Well, I've decided to put these into one of my famous sandwich formats, where we have four American tracks and four British tracks. And let's start off at the Ron Wemer residence in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the four manual 33 rank Wurlitzer for a Barry Baker concert. Barry has since gone on to do great things in business, but here he is with a beautiful version of Duke Ellington's Satin Doll. Duke Ellington's Satin Doll, and I really love that track. If you've got good headphones on, you can notice the swapping between both tubas in different chambers. So yes, I do listen to things at that detail. And that was recorded just before the turn of the century in 1999 on the Ron Wemer residence and his fabulous Wurlitzer. Shawn Henderson was a young American artist who came on the scene in the 1990s. And I don't actually know whether Shawn is still playing or what he's up to now, but as far as my records show, he only produced one CD on the Plummer Auditorium Wurlitzer in Fullerton, California. I've always thought that music written for those old-fashioned Disney films works really well on the Mighty Wurlitzer, and this particular ballad is no exception. It's the very famous When You Wish Upon a Star.
Thank you.
The beautiful sounds there of the Plummer Auditorium Wurlitzer in the hands of young Sean Henderson in 1996. Of course, if any of these recordings, especially the American ones, do crop up on eBay, do buy them, of course, because they're quite often deleted and no longer being produced, so they're quite rare items. Well, we're coming back to Blighty for the next four tracks, and in fact the next two I'm going to join together, as they both feature the Assembly Hall in Worthing when it was a free manual 10-rank Wurlitzer. Ian Flitcroft was one of the young organists who was lucky enough to spend some time on the team of organists playing for dancing at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, and he was very much Blackpool orientated in his style, as Ernest Broadbent was his teacher. Ian, of course, if you're on Facebook, many of you will know, spends half of his time between Sussex and Asia and is doing great things with business. But unfortunately, an injury to the hand has prevented him from playing for any duration of time, which is a great shame because he really made the Worthing organ talk on the two recordings he made there. Here he is with a quick step, and following on from that is young organist Jeff Solman, who was recipient of the Cinema Organ Society's Ian Sutherland Award. This recording was made in 1989, and here he is with a beautiful 1950s number, Cry Me a River. So we got Ian Flitcroft with the quick step and Jeff Solman with Cry Me a River. Ian Flitcroft there with a quick step, and in case your memory fails you with those titles, we had Margie, Powder Your Face with Sunshine, Young and Healthy, and You Do Something to My Heart. And that was followed by Jeff Solomon with Cry Me a River. The theatre organ world has always been a male-dominated industry, although there are one or two current female artists, Elizabeth Harrison, Jean Martin. We have sadly lost one of the great female artists in more recent years, Catherine Drummond, who made a number of recordings, but her one and only theatre organ solo recording was on the Neue Pendra in Tawin, the ex-Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer. And Catherine seems to get on really well with this delightful of all organs. Here she is with a novelty typical of the 1930s cinema organ repertoire, Portrait of a Toy Soldier. Catherine Drummond there on the Neue Pendra in Tawin on the Free Manual 9 Rank Wurlitzer. Not only is Catherine superb on keys, but she's also an excellent saxophonist. And for those of you who have some of her electronic albums, will know that that's the case. Well, here to round up our trip around the UK is Russell Holmes on the Free Manual 8 Rank Wurlitzer in the Town Hall, Burton-on-Trent. Russell, in fact, made a number of recordings, both on this and the Witten House Wurlitzer. He also made a joint CD Down Under in Australia. But anyway, here's Russell back at the Town Hall, Burton-on-Trent, with a very lively rendition of Down by the Riverside. Thank you. Russell Holmes certainly having fun and letting his hair down at the town hall Burton-on-Trent with Down by the Riverside. As John Leeming says, that building always reminds him of a railway station in the Victoria age. And of course, it certainly does look very grand inside. Well, for the last two tracks, we go back over to the States and for two very special artists. I was in fact discussing this with John Atwell the other day. He's been over here on a concert tour. And I said to him that the two people who I will regret not being able to hear, because they're still alive, are Lynn Larson and Jim Riggs, to which he agreed are two of the finest exponents of the theatre organ in the States and indeed the world. I have a particular love for both their styles, very contrasting, and I can't really put too many words to it. I just tend to let the music explain how exquisite both of their playing styles were. Unfortunately, ill health prevents both of them playing. I do really hope that some fluke in the future that we may be able to hear them once again, but thankfully they've done a number of recordings between the two of them, and I've just chosen two of my favourite tracks to play this week's show out. First up is Lynn at the Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, an unlikely combination, but it's very delightful to hear that Wurlitzer played very sensitively, and some of the beautiful individual ranks, including the Staldi trumpet and piano, which you hear on the track Come In From the Rain. And then to end, Jim Riggs with a classic at the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham, Alabama, on the 421 Wurlitzer, Singing in the Bathtub. Thank you. Lynn Larson, who's saying come in from the rain, and Jim Riggs, who's singing in the bathtub there to bring this week's show to a close. Hopefully, in a month's time, I will have lost my chesty cough and a normal vocal service will be resumed. But I do hope that you've enjoyed my little divulge into a couple of the people who are still with us, but unfortunately, we won't be able to hear for a little while yet. Anyway, that's about your lot from me, and next week will be my dear friend Nigel Ogden, who's back in his archive to select some wonderful delights, which I certainly look forward to hearing every month. So from me, Damon Cox, take care.